Welcome to Through the Bible with Pastor Michael, a podcast from First Baptist Church in Mustang, Oklahoma. Here's Pastor Michael.
All right, we are back. It is May, day one, and we jump back into our reading through Judges, looking at Judges 13, 14, and 15. We've made it a long way already. We are a third of the way completed in our journey to read through the Bible this year. We have completed January, February, March, and April, and so we're 33% done. And so I'm grateful that you are still reading and pray that as we continue the journey through Scripture, that you will seek to read and seek understanding and application, and that together we will grow in our knowledge of God's Word and our grace in living out what we read together. Judges 13, 14, and 15, five observations. Number one, an angel appeared to Manoah and his wife, saying they would have a son. We find this here in chapter 13, and this is the beginning of the introduction here of one of the Old Testament key characters, a man that is well known. Even those who aren't Christians or don't read the Bible, most of them are familiar with this name, and his birth begins with this appearance of the angel. Of course, we're talking about Samson, and so the second observation is they have Samson. Samson's born, and he is to be raised according to a Nazarite vow. And so chapter 13, verse 5 reminds us of what was recorded in Numbers that we read a while ago. And so it says, no razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to save Israel from the hand of the Philistines. And so this is the beginning here of the story of Samson. It tells us also in verse 7, behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, so then he shall drink no wine or strong drink, and eat nothing unclean, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. A third observation, Samson marries a Philistine woman, and there is a conflict with the men at the reception. Samson's going to marry this lady, this Philistine lady. His parents are going to object to it. He's going to marry her anyway. And from the very beginning, you're going to see conflict that takes place just even right at the wedding reception. Samson gives this riddle and makes this bet with the men, and there's conflict right from the very start of their wedding, and that leads to all kinds of conflict and problems that will come. A fourth observation, Samson's father-in-law gave his daughter to another man, and Samson set out to burn the crops of the Philistines. Because of the way Samson left in a rage, the father-in-law then, seeming to think that Samson was running away, gives his daughter, Samson's wife, to another man. Samson comes back, and he is angry, takes the foxes, ties their tails together, puts the lantern between the foxes, turns them loose to go and to burn the crops. And then a fifth observation, Samson was being arrested, but the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he killed 1,000 Philistine men with the jawbone of a donkey. We read about that in chapter 15. And then that leads to, there at the end of chapter 15, verse 20, that he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines for 20 years. So the familiar story of Samson, we are introduced to him. He had an unusual beginning with the birth announcement. He had an unusual wedding and unusual events with it, given unusual ability and strength. And so what do we do with this here? What are some applications for us to consider in Judges 13, 14, and 15? Number one, God is at work long before we know what he is doing. Long before Samson's married, God is at work. God was sending this announcement from heaven to his parents, that God was at work. Before anybody knew what was happening, God was at work. Well, that's true in your life today as well, that God is at work long before you know what he's doing. Things that you went through years ago have worked together for good to prepare you for things you're facing today. In the same way, some of the trials and tribulations you're experiencing today is just God at work preparing you to be ready and to be useful for things that will come down the line. And so we want to take away from that to go through life with a spirit of trust, knowing that while we don't know everything, the Lord does. And then a second application that comes from that is that God has a purpose in all things that we should trust. God has a purpose. He has a purpose in what he's doing. He knows the end from the beginning, and we so often get frustrated because we don't know the end from the beginning, but we're not God. We're not supposed to know that. And so we want to just trust the Lord's timing and trust the Lord's ways, his purposes, because he has a purpose in all things that we should trust in. A third application, living in fear of the threats of godless people leads us to make foolish decisions. We see that coming out of our reading even today. Living in fear from the threats of godless people leads us to make foolish decisions. So rather than living by fear, we just want to make sure that we are living by trust and walking by faith and making decisions that are wise, not foolish. Decisions made out of faith, not fear. A fourth application, God continues to use imperfect people to do his will. It's amazing for people who are new to reading the Bible, or maybe new to trying to read the whole thing. One of the comments I hear a lot is just how surprised people are to see just how imperfect some of these heroes are. So, you know, you think about names like Abraham and Joseph and Jacob, Samson, and then you read about their flaws and their failures and some of the foolish things they did. And it can be surprising because sometimes we wrongly assume that these heroes of the faith or these Bible figures, we wrongly assume that they were just perfect or nearly perfect. And the fact is they're not. They were people just like us. As the old saying goes, the best of men are just men at best. We are all sinners, all imperfect. And that we see that in our reading even today. God continues to use imperfect people to do his will. And then a fifth application, the schemes of the ungodly are no match for the power of God. We see all around us this reality that there are people in our world today scheming and plotting and planning ungodly things to try to damage the cause of Christ and Christians. And as we know, those threats can be real and their attacks can be painful. But we also know that the schemes of the ungodly are no match for the power of God. His power will prevail. His purposes will stand. And then, as for our summary from the wisdom readings, we go back now for a while to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 18, I want to encourage you to read it and then read it again. Read it slowly, read it carefully. Proverbs 18 is just jam-packed with these pithy sayings and expressions of wisdom that we would do really well to pay close attention to. My summary of walking through Proverbs 18 is that we should stay with godly people, trust in the Lord, be slow to speak, take care of our friends, and honor our wife. Honor your spouse. When you just look at Proverbs 18, whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. We don't want to isolate ourselves. We want to stay with godly people, stay surrounded by people who know us and love the Lord. We want to trust in God. the Lord. Verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. We want to be slow to speak. Verse 13, if one gives an answer before he hears, it is his folly and shame. We want to take care of our friends. Verse 19, a brother offended is more unyielding than a strong city, and quarreling like the bars of a castle. We don't want to be living lives of fighting unnecessarily and quarreling unnecessarily. And then honor your wife or honor your spouse. Verse 22, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. So putting that all together, stay with godly people, trust in the Lord, be slow to speak, take care of your friends, and honor your wife. If you read Proverbs 18 a time or two today, think about it, meditate on it, pray through it, you will no doubt be blessed as you do so.